And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down of some major ground across the Southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This one, this show. I mean, it goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn. Straight across the line from there to what we call Fort Benning once again. Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio. Yes, indeed. Just the radio footprint. And then, oh, by the way, there's all of y'all out there in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web. Places like Rumble, YouTube, X, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. Dialing in every single day on the live stream. You can even see inside the studio on the live stream. And then there's a bunch of podcasters, y'all catching it after the fact. Listen, the bottom line is we don't care where you're catching this show. We just want you to know we know it and we appreciate it. Y'all are the reason why we do what we do. Thank you very much, you right side ruffians, for being a part of our lives. Let me jump on in right now and say, hey, it's Thankful Thursday, and there's some people out there that we are thankful for who jump on in and share their opinions on things once in a while. Two of them are on the line right now. I will say that I will first call the roll as looking northward to the city of Huntsville, deemed the rocket city by the President of the United States, the diva of actual punditry. That would be Lee from Huntsville. Are you there?
Yes, from the home of Space Force. I am here.
You are indeed, and we're glad of it. All right. Hey, by the way, right here locally to the studio, the guy who's actually on camera right now, smiling at us, that would be the silky smooth Butters. Butterman, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, bud. And I pronounce a quorum. Hit me some whoop whoops. All right, Butters and Lee, I got questions for you on the first round. You got questions for me on the second round. Here's the first question, and I know that I got a Navy man on the line, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say. So here's the deal. The U.S. has now positioned, like, multiple naval warships and a Marine Expeditionary Unit off the coast of Venezuela. This really, if you look at all the precursors, like, you know, the indictments against Maduro, just like we had against Noriega, we have, you know, drug trafficking, we have collusion with our enemies, we have, you know, any number of things that are considered to be, I guess, actionable. This feels a lot like the precursors to Panama in 1989, and I'm wondering what you think about that, especially with the use of naval forces. Butters, you first.
I hope it's part of a bigger plan to achieve an actual goal. If the goal is stopping the cartels, I hate to be a downer, but you know, the shooting a boat with 11 dudes on it, like that's it just reeks of 20 years of what I spent my life doing, what you've spent your time doing. If it's tied to the objective of actually, you know, putting a hurting on the cartels and putting a hurting on the drug trade, the trafficking of persons, then sure, I'm all for it. It's an easy day for our naval forces. But
let me clarify. I mean, what is it? You said use the word reeks, which connotes a bad smell. So what is it you don't like about this?
Well, it's a lot like what I've experienced, and I've done work with Southcom before. I'm a little bit familiar with their command and control architecture and what they've done, some real world and a lot of other stuff. But it's a lot like the counter piracy that I've done over off of Africa. You know, we can shoot ships, we can kill pirates all day long, but at the end of the day, that isn't going to actually stop the problem. I mean, how long have we been doing counter-narcotics operations? I mean, I've known guys that are long retired 06s that were in their prime doing counter-narcotics stuff back in the 90s. So like I said, if it's part of a bigger problem or a bigger plan with the objective of actually, you know, getting after these cartels and making a dent, I'm all for it. I mean, tactically, it's a heck of a lot of fun. Sure, let's go blow some stuff up, man. Everybody loves doing that.
All right, Lee from Huntsville, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, shades of 1989, Panama invasion. What do you think about the use of naval assets against drug traffickers? Tell me.
I don't think there's going to be any invasion at all. The use of the warships is good to pressure the drug trafficking coming out of Venezuela, because not only are they trafficking drugs out of Venezuela, but the Venezuelan government, hand in hand, works with them. Some people say they're actually in the business with them. I don't know, but I think that they work with them anyway. They help other countries like Colombia, you know, export drugs. So, I mean, this is meant to pressure. This is a high-pressure tactic. And they also, there's a $50 million reward for Maduro, by the way.
Yeah.
That no one ever talks about. And if it kind of hangs him out to dry or messes him up, so much the better, right? Maduro is a bad guy. He's a bad actor. And having him taken off the world stage would be a blessing for the Venezuelan people. I don't think the Venezuelan people like him. I feel like they have no choice. All the elections are rigged there. So I think this is to pressure, especially the drug dealing coming out of there, because, so much is getting into the United States. But honestly, I have to agree with Butters on this one. Doing these little boat blow-ups, as interesting as it is, we just need to drone the crap out of the cartels all over Mexico and wherever else they are. Just blow them all up, period. Just do it. Just send them all out and do it. They're terrorists. Go blow up their entire area. Yeah, there's going to be collateral damage, but there's nothing you can do about that. There always will be.
All right. So the bloodthirsty person in the room right now is Lee from Huntsville. But I tell you, the thing that really gets me here is I think this is bigger than narco traffickers. I think what we're watching right now with the use of the naval blockade and naval assets, you know, going after traffickers and all of it and the show of force, I think that's more about the fact that this is trafficking by means of a nation state's leadership acting on it, as opposed to just a cartel drug lab in the jungles. I think what we're looking at here is a geopolitical opposed to just a criminal action. That's the difference I think we got right now. I agree with you, Lee. I don't think there's going to be an invasion, but I do think Maduro's days are numbered as the president of Venezuela.
Well, I'm going to throw my Navy planner hat on, and a blockade. What they're putting down there now, unless you're going to put half the Navy, we're not blockading. We don't have the resources. We don't have the capabilities. People don't understand what that actually takes. So I think there's a lot of optic. You know, it's good TV.
It's optic.
You know, it's a good thing. But, you know, if you're really going to blockade and have an impact, that's why I said I hope it's part of a bigger thing. You know, but from what I'm seeing in my experience, and like I said, I've been in a lot of rooms that would be planning all that kind of stuff.
I mean, if it was a true naval blockade, we would be near the ports and making sure nobody went in or out.
It's a lot harder to do that at sea than it is on land.
Totally different.
That's a whole other show.
I think the version of pressure you're talking about, Lee, is we would call it a psyop. This is as much a psyop as it is anything. This is showing the people of Venezuela your boss is not that strong, regardless of what he says to you on the streets of Caracas. All right, there's that one. Let me jump on the next question real quick. I guess it's kind of a use of military question too. So we are soon to have, I believe, Governor Tuberville next year. I mean, I think he's going to be the governor. And Marsha Blackburn, also conservative senator for Tennessee, is now officially running for governor of Tennessee. She is already way ahead in the polls. I think it's very likely that we're going to see Governor Tuberville, Governor Blackburn. Both of them have said they see no problem with deploying their own state's National Guard to suppress crime in their crime-ridden cities, which in our case would be like Birmingham, and their case would be Memphis. So your thoughts on that? We got two incoming governors, very likely, who are saying, I'll use the National Guard if it comes down to it. We're going to stop crime. What are your thoughts? Lee, you first this time.
I think it's a good idea. I think you've got two strong Republican leaders that both look like they're going to sail into office, and then you have these blue cities that push back, deny, do nothing. I'm thinking of Birmingham, Woodfin, who, you know, just allow their people to be brutalized and try to do this look over here, not over there type, you know, sleight of hand. I think Birmingham, Montgomery, Mobile, any of these cities could benefit from, but Birmingham most assuredly. And I have a child there, so I would love to see this happen. Mm. And Memphis is just, Lord, it's a crap hole. You're like, it needs it bad. So, yes, I think this will be fantastic. And you're only going to get this, though, in states that have blue cities that are not well-run but Republican governors.
Butterman, what do you think? Use of the National Guard, Tennessee, Alabama, what's your thoughts?
I'll say it. I think it's a horrible idea. It's such a slippery slope. And I think that Republican voters ought to be having a serious conversation about what they truly believe about states' rights, about their community rights, the autonomy of their communities. You know, I am, having not been a National Guard guy, I don't know all of the exact legal standings with which you justify such actions. But you know, what's the long term? We're gonna set up checkpoints. We're gonna do operations like we did in Iraq, in Birmingham, and like, how do you sustain it? You're not gonna change the people that are currently in charge of Birmingham. You know, what does that look like long term? I don't the standing in D.C. You know, makes some sense because there's federal laws that justify those actions. But coming into other municipalities, I think that is a slippery slope and a recipe for some really bad stuff.
I think the difference, and I'm not sure if you're talking about it this way or not, but I think the difference here is this would be the governor of their own state deploying their own National Guard as the commander-in-chief right. of the state. But the other piece of this is I don't think you're going to wind up seeing military police checkpoints and that. I think what you'd see is the National Guard coming in and giving the police the chance to be on the streets more, and them taking over the processing of prisoners and the administrative functions that they are overwhelmed by, and sort of an augmentation as opposed to a force, you know, projection. That's what I would anticipate would be more, or for that matter, you know, the logistics, maybe setting up a detention center so they can go do a crime push. What you got, Lee?
I want to know what Butter thinks, what Butter's thought process on this, because you're talking about Alabama using Alabama State guards in cities where the mayors and the people in charge of law enforcement have refused to do what it takes to keep the people safe. And if you can help by supplementing the local police and sheriff and whatnot, why wouldn't we do it?
Butterman?
Well, because the people of Birmingham are the ones that have made those decisions. This isn't rocket science. We're not a third world country. You know, the people of Birmingham have voted these people in. Like, that's why I say we better have a hard conversation about what we truly believe about the autonomy of the individual, the communities that we live in. You know, what if the next guy decides that, well, we don't like the way y'all do business in Huntsville and we're going to send the guard in. I'm not arguing that there aren't serious issues in Birmingham.
We aren't dying up here like that, Butter.
Well, say that again.
Not. You say let the people die?
So tons and tons of people are dying in Birmingham every day?
Well, it's one of the murder capitals of the nation, actually. Yeah, it's one of the highest per capita murder yeah. capitals in the entire nation.
And so the answer to that is the National Guard. That's the only option.
And it might be. That's what we're saying.
Okay,
the
so
would
who's
be
in charge of Birmingham?
To have an absolute, to have a responsible mayor, but we don't have that.
Okay,
and have people who will vote in a responsible mayor. We don't have that.
Well, okay, then it sounds like people need to leave Birmingham.
Well, and they are. That's why it's now almost the fourth smallest. It went from being the first to the. I mean, what we're watching is a brain drain, a people drain, a financial drain, and then the state of Alabama winds up having to prop it up financially. And I got to go to a break. We ran long on that one because Lee was calling out Butters. That's a first. All right, hey, listen, we're taking a break. We come right back. They'll be asking me questions, and now I just like wait with bated breath to find out what they are. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Going to have a short segment here, bringing back in Butters and Lee. But I got to tell you guys, you lit up the text lines. So I got a mixed bag here. I got Jerry from Decatur saying, Lee from Huntsville is certainly not soft, airborne. And then right after that, I've got Barsha from Rogersville saying, I'm with Butters. And then Caleb from Moulton says, ugly things I'm not going to read. And then Dave from Capshaw says, Butters is saying Birmingham votes in loser mayors, and that's democracy. I'm using the argument the state's all over conservative and wants low crime. So it's this back and forth, back and forth. I had somebody else, too, that said they were all in for Butters. But anyway, all said and done, you guys stirred the pot. All right, listen, real quick, we got to do questions. I got like a minute and a half to 2 minutes for each question. Lee, you first.
Did you see any of RFK Jr.'s grilling this morning? Didn't know how much you were able to take in.
Well, I was actually doing my other full-time job lawyering, but I saw clips of it, and man, he was, I mean, they're screaming for his head right now. How dare he have a differing opinion? But yeah, I think one of my favorites was when he looked at one of the elder statesmen of the Democrat Party and said, "You sat in that chair for 25 years," and then the other one was, what's her name, Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. He looks at her. He looks at her and says, "Well, you only took $850,000 from Big Pharma this year."
Well, I tell you that he absolutely lit them up with honest answers. It was amazing.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do with someone who actually answered a question.
Yeah.
With a yes or a no or an answer. They just were, they were flummoxed. They just didn't know what to do. It was amazing to watch. I encourage everybody to go back and watch as much of it as you can. It is truly interesting.
You know what else, too? They hate the fact that it's a Kennedy. They hate the fact that they're Democrat named icons, like the revered people in their party. It's one of them sitting there going, "Yeah, you know what? You're just freaking wrong, and I've got the receipts." So, wow.
They hate him more than a Republican, I think.
Almost as much as Trump. All right, I'll tell you what, real quick, Butters, what do you got for me? You got about a minute and a half.
So I sent you a text the other night. JBS, the governor of Georgia, heading down to Brazil, traveling all the way down there to, I guess, kiss the ring. I'm not sure what he's doing. You and I had a little local beef that we were involved in.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
What are your thoughts seeing a governor of a state going down and gripping and grinning with a questionable company, in my opinion?
Well, first of all, questionable companies. I mean, listen, I can't fault him for doing economic development if that's what it truly is, but they do have a checkered past. And by the way, you and I didn't have a beef with a company. We had a chicken. But we had a company that could care less about people that was willing to stand up something that would have destroyed lives and property values and everything else all around our area. And Butters and I were in the thick of it. It's where we met, actually. At the same time, the governor of Georgia. Yeah, it's interesting. Now, our governor flies to like the far reaches of Europe and everything else to go to the international trade shows and all that kind of stuff. And I get that. That is a role of a governor, bringing economic development. But you're right. This particular company's got so many problems that unless they have like absolutely corrected it, I'm not sure I'd want the photo op, just to say. You can have the economic development and still not go do the photo op, if you know what I mean.
I encourage folks, go research JBS, the meat company, and what's going on in the meat industry. Know where your food's coming from.
There you go. All right. That's it. The music's playing. Holy cow, we're done. That would be Butters and Lee. Love you both. Thank you much. And by the way, they still love each other, even though they disagreed today. That was cool. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.